to Carson and Kennedy. Carson and Kennedy. On Mix 104.1.
104.1.
617-931-1234. Call or text us at that number. Simple question, what did you get into this weekend? 617-931-1234. Kennedy, I believe, went on a training walk for the Wicked Long Walk tomorrow morning on the show with Beat Dennis. How did that go?
Very fine. We did 2 miles on Walston Beach by my house. Just tried to get an idea of our timing.
And?
Well, our first mile was 20 minutes, and then our second mile was 20 minutes, but we stopped for almost 2.5 minutes during that second mile to do a photo shoot for this mother and daughter who were sitting there and like sitting waiting for someone to take their picture. They're like, excuse me, could you take my picture? And I was like, sure, of course. They're like, we've been waiting for the right person. And then I was like, took a picture, and then the mom was like, no, I need one walking, and then a video, and then this, and then that. So we stopped for a little while, and we still did 20 minutes on that one. So
that's good, because you're going to be stopping a lot on tomorrow.
Yeah, I feel like it's a good pace, but I feel like we're going to have to hustle a bit if we're going to get it done by 10.
Yeah, I just did a little rough math, and it looks like it's going to take you about the 4 hours of our show if you keep that pace.
Mm-hmm.
You'll just get done in
that
time.
That is correct.
I think.
Dennis math the math because I don't math, and he did the same thing.
Yeah, now we are going to have some things happening along the way where you might have to stop.
Yep.
Like Levin Reed from WBZ TV doing an interview and some other things that we have planned that maybe we haven't told you about. Some surprises along the way.
We will just do our best to get it done.
Okay. So, how are you feeling after doing the 2 mile walk physically?
I feel good. I feel fine. I think it's going to be just fine. I think the fact that I really don't know what's going to happen. Like, I just don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not something you can really super duper plan for. And, you know, I like to plan. So I planned as much as I can plan.
Mm-hmm.
And so now my work here is done. And the rest, I'm just going to let Jesus take the wheel.
Yeah, you got to let go and let God, baby. It's just not going to be 95 degrees tomorrow.
I'm very grateful for that. Very,
you can
very
text
grateful.
Us here in the studio, 617-931-1234, and we will send you the link to donate to Kennedy's Wicked Long Wink. Wicked Long Wink, yes.
That would be a very different show tomorrow.
11.1 mile wink. Wicked Long Walk. Again.
Wink and it'll be over.
Yes. Courtney is from Fitchburg. And she did something you did recently, Kennedy. Tell everybody what you did.
Hi, good morning. So Friday night, I went to see Queen of Versailles at the Colonial Theater.
Wasn't it remarkable?
It really, really was. I wasn't really sure what to expect.
Me neither.
I was vaguely familiar with the documentary, but it was amazing. And Kristen Chenoweth is so fantastic.
Go back and watch the documentary. Your mind will be absolutely blown about how
I will.
How they took one sentence and made it the thesis for the entire musical. It was wild. It's so good.
I'll have to do that. But yeah, it was fantastic. And I think that's something people should definitely check out if they like musicals and theater and Kristen Chenoweth. And everyone was amazing, but it was a great time.
It's pretty cool to see a musical that, you know, for the first time. It's opening here and then we'll go to Broadway. It doesn't happen a lot. So it's kind of a big deal.
Thank you, Courtney.
Thank you.
Because of you telling me about the musical, Kennedy, I actually asked my mom about the guy in this, David.
Sterling, I believe.
Siegel.
Siegel, excuse me.
Because my mom worked in the timeshare industry in Florida.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh yeah, I knew Dave. He tried to hire me to work at one of his resorts.
Wild.
And he was a client of ours when we were another part of the business. She's like, oh yeah, him and his crazy wife tried to build that stupid house in Orlando. She like knew the whole plot of the thing, everything. She's like, there's a documentary you should go watch. And so like yesterday, Lan and I went and watched the documentary.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
Oh my gosh. It's
they did another one many years later.
I saw
episodic.
That. Yeah.
And it's pretty interesting too.
So this weekend, Kennedy, was a big weekend for us. We dropped Barrett off at summer camp down on the Cape. So he is gone for 2 weeks. No
freedom!
Con. Even the camp counselors, when we were walking out, they're like, enjoy that freedom. It was interesting, though. So he goes to, it's called Camp Burgess and Hayward. It's been there for like 100 years. They have a boys' side and a girls' side of the camp,
like
right?
You do.
And I guess they have recently added cabins that have electricity and air conditioning.
Oh, so we're glamping now.
And Barrett got one of those cabins. Oh, my gosh. The kids were walking in going, this isn't camping. This is an Airbnb.
Well, I'm glad he's going to tough it out.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's no contact. There's no phones. There's no devices, any of that. So, but it was fun. It was fun to drop him off. And
I'm sure it was. Later, Gator.
Driving home from the camp land is like, turn down the radio for a second. Do you hear that? There's no 13-year-old chirping us.
It's nothing. Did you hear that? It's nothing.
It was just quiet the whole time.
Well, good for you, buddy. Good for you. I hope you enjoy it.
Yep. All right, 617-931-1234. Call or text now. You can share what you got into over the weekend. We'll do more of that coming up next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.